Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kilfer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Speed Martin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Speed Martin. And now, play ball. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft strikes out. Kilfer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bancroft out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is called out on strikes. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleck moves to third. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fleck scores. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder fires to second and picks off Kelleher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Fleck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel bunts towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deal. The throw from Snyder and he is out, Rawlings applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Burns reaches second base with a double. Neff moves to third. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Flack reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flack scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Snyder and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Grimes reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to third. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 0 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grimes scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Cubs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from Snyder and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 1 in the game. Rawlings hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Martin covering. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Youngs moves to third. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-2 in the game. Rawlings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngs scores. Kelly scores. Musial moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musial scores. Rawlings moves to second. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neff hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kilefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Rawlings moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rawlings scores. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Giants. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. Deal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kilefer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Speed Martin. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Lefty York now pitching. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Neff covering, for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rawlings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musial moves to second. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards third. Deal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Musial moves to third. Rawlings moves to second. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher fires to third and picks off Musial. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neff is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Meisel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Meisel. Rawlings scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. Burns moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-4 in the game. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.